Maple syrup production in the Sugar Shack is the candy core of success for the Sweetwater Harvest Festival at Y Marsh and St. Marie among the Hurons. "It's the reason we have the festival," says Heather Keary, volunteer and event coordinator for Y Marsh. "Sweetwater is the sap that comes out of the tree." The festival is the single largest event held at the Y Marsh, attracting 2,000 to 3,000 people in a single weekend from all over Ontario. The 34th festival will be held this weekend. "After winter and all those gloomy days, people are so excited to come out, experience the changing seasons, experience this great Canadian tradition, learn about nature and enjoy that golden maple syrup. The steam coming off the evaporator is heaven," Keary says. The maple syrup program was founded by the late Max Wagg, a retired teacher who had his own maple bush and brought his skills to Y Marsh as a volunteer. He recruited many friends to volunteer. One of those is Roger Flint, also a retired teacher. Flint has been volunteering with the program since 1998. "I think it's really good for people to see how much work goes into making maple syrup," Flint says. "It's nice to explain it to people. It provides an education and explanation of the process and allows them to appreciate what good maple syrup is." Casey Brown, of Barrie, brought her children to Y Marsh during the March break. Her son Thomas was fascinated with Flint's description of maple syrup production. "This is the first time we've seen the maple syrup production. Thomas loves maple syrup. We go through a lot it," she says with a laugh. Y Marsh only taps 60 trees because syrup production is only for education and demonstration purposes. Despite its small size, Y Marsh is a member of the Ontario Maple Syrup Producers Association. Association members, including Windley Farms, did the work to put in a new tap line system last year, and they provide syrup making advice to the volunteers. "It's been invaluable," Flint says while stoking the wood stove. "They supported us financially and physically to design and build it. And it's volunteers like Flint that make the festival a success," according to Keary. "They deliver all the programs," she says. "They give so much of their time and talent to take people on trails, tell them about the swans and run the Sugar Shack. This takes a huge amount of time and skills." All 60 volunteers and all Y Marsh staff are working during the festival. Y Marsh is a non-profit venture and is fun by the Friends of Y Marsh. It is supported by admission fees, memberships and fundraisers, and any profit is reinvested into Y Marsh's educational and environmental stewardship programs, said Keary. Y Marsh protects 3,000 acres, 1,214 hectares, of provincially significant wetlands and federal forests. It is open year-round. "It's all about bringing people in to experience nature," explains Keary. "If people experience nature, they will care about it and do something to protect it." For more information, click here.